Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting has been called to order. Welcome to the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Ms. Hannon, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Bersema.
Here.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Committee Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Trustee Jacob Sommer. Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Here. Ms. Perry, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting? Don't everybody jump in?
Bob Pritchard, I so move.
Thank you, Bob.
Second, Herrero.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All in favor of adopting the agenda as specified, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? The motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of February the 10th, 2022?
So moved. Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrero.
Again, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any oppositions? Any abstentions? Motion carries. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here today to our May meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. This is an exciting time of the year. This weekend, we celebrate the graduation of students earning graduate and undergraduate degrees. At the end of May, we will celebrate the graduation of our law students. I just want to take a little segue here and say that I'm actually leaving out of town tomorrow for my daughter's graduation down in Atlanta. So
congratulations.
Thank you. This is a happy time. Each of these students, at least on our campus, has been devoted significant time and effort to reach this important milestone. We are so proud of all of our students and commend them on their accomplishments. Today, we have three items for approval and one informational item. We will vote on the appointment of a new Vice President of Student Affairs, Clint Michael Renew. Welcome. I'm delighted that Dr. Renew can be with us today so that we can greet him in person. I also want to thank our interim Vice President for Student Affairs, Dr. Charlie Fay, for the leadership of the division over the past 10 months. We then have the approval of the interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences, Beverly Henry. Dr. Henry served in this capacity previously and has graciously agreed to again take a leadership position in the college. The last action item for approval is the tenure and promotion decisions for NIU faculty. Today's actions is the culmination of a long and rigorous process of evaluation that started last summer with the submission of faculty portfolios. These portfolios were evaluated using a shared governance framework, starting in the academic departments, moving to the college level, to the provost office, and the faculty senate, then to the president. We are so proud of all of our faculty and their accomplishments. Finally, the information item is an update on NIU's partnership with Northwestern Northwest Medicine, and I do go to Northwestern Hospital in Chicago. Before we go into the agenda, however, I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Beyer, Felicia Bohannon, Peter Chomentowski, Katie Jenkel, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do any of you have comments here today?
Good morning. Yes, I am Dr. Katie Jekyll, a representative from UAC, and what an exciting agenda. I would like to echo our excitement for Dr. Clint Michael Renew, who will be joining NIU as our VPSA. Our campus community is thrilled to welcome you, and thank you for making the right choice. And you are officially a Husky. Welcome. I would also like to echo how excited I am today about our recommendations on promotion and tenure. Research has consistently shown that there is a positive correlation between permanent faculty members and student success and research. I'm grateful for NIU's continued commitment in investing in the P&T process for faculty to help actualize our mission, vision, and goals. And finally, I'd like to share how excited I am and was to see NIU's very own Dr. Anna Quiter serve as a panelist for our 479th National Science Board meeting, presenting about the critical role that emerging research institutions and minority-serving institutions such as NIU play within the landscape of higher education. Presenting an analysis on federal research investments, Dr. Quiter skillfully illustrated how emerging research institutions like us enroll proportionately more underrepresented and underserved students compared to top research institutions. However, it is the emerging research institutions who receive only 10% of federal research dollars. Fewer research dollars on campus means fewer research opportunities for these underserved students. And importantly, research opportunity for students is a high-impact practice that provides deep learning, hands-on experience, and opportunities to learn important research job and skills. Dr. Quiter presented how these very structural impediments serve as barriers to geographic diversification of our STEM talent pipeline. Dr. Quiter's presentation shared critical information to the National Science Board about the importance of investing in institutions such as NIU to support our students and help actualize our mission. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Are there any other comments? Peter, how are you? All right. We're at the public comment portion of our agenda, and I just want to ask Mr. Perry, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
Mr. Chair, we had one comment that's been withdrawn, and we have no other comments this morning, so no public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Perry, thank you. At this time, we move into university recommendations. I'd like to invite Executive Vice President and Provost Bess Ingram to present the university recommendations. Good morning, Bess.
Good morning. Thank you, Trustee Gales. I, too, would like to congratulate all of our graduating students on their accomplishments. I look forward to celebrating this achievement with the students, their families, friends, and supporters, and our staff and faculty. The faculty play an immense role in the success of our students, and I know many of them will be at commencement this weekend to cheer them on. And as a special thing, and a special thank you to the staff who have also supported our students through their time at NIU, many of whom volunteer this weekend to make this a great event. Now to the agenda. Agenda item 7.8 concerns the appointment of the Vice President for Student Affairs. Before I outline the item, I want to thank Interim Vice President Charlie Fay for his leadership of the division over the past year. Dr. Fay has solidified relationships between the Division of Student Affairs and other units on campus, worked to draft policies that respond to the needs of our students, and been a voice for our students. Personally, I have greatly appreciated his advice and counsel and will miss our conversations. Please join me in thanking Dr. Fay for his service to NIU.
Yes, sir.
Following a national search, Dr. Clint Michael Renaud has accepted an offer to join Northern Illinois University as the Vice President for Student Affairs. Dr. Renaud has extensive experience in student affairs, most recently as a consultant for the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. He served for 4 years as the Associate Vice President for Student Affairs at Cal State Fullerton. At Fullerton, he was responsible for the promotion of a student-centered campus community that supported the personal, social, academic, and career development of a diverse student body. He worked to develop a formal diversity, equity, and inclusion plan for the division and provided strategic vision for a range of student programs. He collaborated with colleagues across the institution to support the development of a nationally recognized student success team model. This model increased graduation rates and significantly reduced equity gaps in attainment for underrepresented students. In 2020, Dr. Renaud received the Vice President Senior Level Student Affairs Professional Award from NASPA, Student Affairs Administrators in Higher Education, and the Tracy L. Davis Outstanding Emerging Research Award from ACPA Men and Masculinities Coalition. Dr. Renaud graduated from Texas State University with a PhD in Adult Professional and Community Education. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request that Dr. Clint Michael Renaud be appointed as Vice President of Student Affairs effective June 16, 2022, and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its special meeting on May 12, 2022.
Well, I gladly ask that if anyone has any questions regarding this item. Hearing no questions, can I get a motion to approve Item 7A, and the appointment of Vice President for Student Affairs, Dr. Renaud.
So moved. Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrero.
Again, I'm going to ask, is there any discussion on this item?
I'd like to make a comment here. Clint Michael, we had dinner together, and we talked on the phone a little bit. I remember driving in an incredible rainstorm, talking to you, and I'll echo what Katie was saying here. You made the right choice. So hopefully we have a positive vote here, but...
Yes. Any other comments amongst the trustees or the president?
I should say we better... No.
Well, let me... Yes, please.
Yeah, no, I would just say, again, I would echo what Eric said. Welcome. It's great to have you. I was extremely impressed when you and I met, and I know I heard afterward that your interface with the campus was equally impressive. So clearly we got a great person. So thank you for being here, and I know you will enjoy your time being a part of the Husky family. So thank you.
And just quickly, again, I just mentioned a few moments ago, but welcome. So with that said, we still have to do the official.
Stop the vote.
Yes. All those in favor of approving item 7A signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Welcome again. Dr. Renaud, do you have any comments that you'd like to make to the board?
I would just like to say...
You got to go up there.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you so much for the energy and the enthusiasm that is in this room. And I will want you to know that I will do all that I can to serve in the best possible way for our students and for the Husky community, helping to center those that are most in the margins and trying to support and establish equity in all that we do. And I can tell you, the minute I landed on this campus, I can tell what a special place it is. And this is a truly special or remarkable place. You're doing some fantastic work that is providing you a national spotlight, and we will continue to do that work and take it to the next level. And so I want to thank you for your time and talent in this room, and I look forward to serving students in the most amazing ways possible. So thank you.
Very good. Again, Dr. Renaud, welcome. Provost Ingram, would you please present item 7B, the appointment of the interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences.
So item 7B is the appointment of an interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences. Pending board approval, Dr. Beverly Henry has been appointed to serve as interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences, effective June 1st, 2022. I consulted with the College Council and College Senate and received their endorsement for this appointment. Dr. Beverly Henry has been a faculty member and administrator at Northern Illinois University since 2013 and has previously served as interim dean. Dr. Henry currently serves as the director for the PhD program in health sciences. She earned a doctorate from Loyola University in Chicago. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee approve the appointment of Dr. Beverly Henry as the interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences effective June 1st, 2022, and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its special meeting on May 12, 2022.
Thank you, Provost. Does anyone have any questions regarding this item? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve item 7B, appointment of the interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences.
So moved, Pritchard.
Is there a second?
Second, Butler.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Signify, aye?
Aye.
I think aye. That was a staggered aye, but that was my point. Any opposition? Any abstention? Again, the motion carries.
All right. Item 7.C concerns recommendations for promotion and tenure. These recommendations are the culmination of a long and rigorous process to evaluate the research, teaching, and service activities of our tenured and tenure-track faculty. Each faculty member has dedicated many years to developing their research, honing their teaching skills, and providing leadership both on and off campus. Today, we consider the promotion of 14 faculty members from associate professor to full professor, 19 faculty from untenured assistant professor to tenured associate professor, the awarding of tenure to two associate professors, and the appointment of one professor at the rank of associate professor with tenure. We also celebrate the promotion of two faculty members from clinical assistant professor to clinical associate professor as an informational item. I congratulate each faculty member on this milestone achievement in their careers. I would like to recommend one change to the list of promotions. Dr. Thomas Kaczynski was incorrectly listed in the promotion from associate professor to full professor category and should be listed in the tenure only at the rank of associate professor category. I apologize for this error in the listing and will correct it in the final board book. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on June 16, 2022.
Thank you. Thank you. Before I ask if there are any questions, I just want the record to reflect, too, that Trustee Athas is with us as well. Does anyone have any questions regarding this item? May I have a motion to approve item 7C, recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2022-23.
So moved. Wasserwitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Athas.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstention? The motion carries. At this time, we're going to move to university reports. Finally, we have the informational item concerning Northwestern Medicine. Before the item is presented, I'd like to recognize Dr. Michael Stagg, who is retiring at the end of the month after more than 25 years of here at NIU. Mike, those are one of those numbers where we stop for a second and say, wow, 25 years. Very good. Mike started his career as a hall director at Marquette University. We were able to attract him to NIU, where he has served as assistant vice president for student affairs for nearly 7 years. Good job. He has provided excellent leadership for auxiliary services, making sure our students are housed and fed and provided with mental and physical wellness services. Being a student affairs professional is not easy, but it is fulfilling. And Mike is the embodiment of a student affairs professional. Michael, thank you. At this point, I'd like to ask Executive Vice President Provost Beth Ingram to present the university report.
Right. Item 8.A is an annual report on NIU's partnership with Northwestern Medicine. There is no presentation, but Michael Stang is with us today to answer any questions you may have. I also want to congratulate Mike on his years of service, and I know you will be greatly, greatly missed. You helped me so much when I first started here, so thank you. Thank you, Mike. So,
can I also add that because the Northwestern Medicine partnership is both with our general student body and with intercollegiate athletics, we also have John Chaney here.
Very good. Michael, you got that look on your face like you're going to play golf as soon as you're Good for you. Well, are there any other matters that need to come before this committee? Yes, John.
I just want to say just some positive things about Michael. As long as I've been on the board, he's been a source of wisdom and guidance with respect to residential student life. That's where I've sort of relied on you. And it's always been a joy to learn from you. We talk a lot about the distinctions in terms of retention for students who live on campus, and that's not just an accident. I think it's a consequence of the hard work of the people that work in that area, and you know, your leadership over that area. So thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Yes. Yes. President Freeman.
I'm going to continue to embarrass Mike. you know, I started working with Dr. Stang when I was the vice president for research, and we were putting in our first summer research undergraduate program, and there were so many people who were willing to line up and talk about all the issues that were going to be created and all the reasons we couldn't do it. And very quietly and very humbly behind the scenes, Mike Stang said, we're going to make this work, let's figure it out. And that has been his answer to so many people for the past 25 years, whether it was a big problem or a small problem. He's unflappable. He's committed to our students, to the Husky community. I'm glad we're still going to see him do the scoreboard at the basketball games. And Mike, just thank you so much for all that you've done for our students and for the university for the past two decades.
Plus. All right. Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. I've known Mike as long as I've been back on campus, and you gave myself and Stacy one of our first tours of campus, and so you were one of the first folks that we met when we got reengaged with NIU, and so just thank you for all the service that you've given to us, and you will be sorely missed, but we really do appreciate the years of service that you've given to the Husky family. And once a Husky, always a Husky.
And I love the fact that you're so young, man. You got a lot of good years ahead of you. That's good. Any other comments from the board? Again, any other matters to be brought before us? Hearing none, the next meeting date of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee will be August 18th, 2022. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So move, Wozowicz.
Is there a second?
Second, Barsema.
Any discussion?
I think this meeting went way too quick. Can we talk a little bit more?
Dr. Renaud, you have another 20 minutes if you want to get up there and
speak a little bit more.
Ms. Hannah, would you please slowly call the roll?
Trustee Rita. Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Committee Chair Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
No, I think we ought to wait longer.
There you go. That's the first comment about it.
Trustee Jacob Sommer. Board Chair Eric Lesley.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. This concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. We will reconvene the Research and Innovation, Legal, and Legislative Affairs Committee at 9:30.